Congratulations, girls, guys, everyone in between. You made it to the last Saturday of 2023. Congratulations. I'm so proud of you. I'm proud of me. I want you to reflect on this year. If you already have, congratulations. That's all. That's awesome. If you haven't, take it easy on yourself. If you have, take it easy on yourself. You showed up with what you knew. You showed up with what you had. You showed up with yourself. And for that, you won. You added a piece of you every time you showed up. You grew every time you showed up. Then you multiplied every time you showed up. Like, abundance happened. So even with the lessons learned that you can take from situations that weren't so favorable, change your perspective, train your mind. Don't even change it. Like, train your mind to always see a different perspective. So with this year ending, think about different perspectives. Maybe get an opinion or two from someone you actually trust or a complete stranger that will change your perspective, enlighten your perspective. So yeah, when 2024 comes, when the clock strikes 12, take it easy as always. Maybe you don't have any goals for January. Maybe all January you just go to work and come home and rest. Or you take a longer vacation than usual and you just rest. Don't forget to rest. Always. Always. So, maybe your year will start in March. Maybe your year will start in April. I want you to fully understand and know internally that your choices are your choices, and you set the tone, the theme, and the actions and the consequences of your entire days, your entire life, your entire heartbeat. The things you cannot control is all external. It's outside of you. But you can control internally what's going on. So whatever it is that's holding you back, leave that shit right here in this year. All the fucking excuses, leave that shit right in this year. All the fucking my spouse, my kids, all that fucking bullshit of excuses, leave that shit in 2023. Going forward, there's no reason that you should not bet 100% on yourself, that you should not trust yourself. I mean, radically trust yourself. We have more trust in businesses, in the government, and this, that, and the third, religion, all this other systems. Than our own freaking selves. Enough of that. Enough of that. It hasn't sustained us. It hasn't kept us because it's not us. It's not you. And no one can tell you how to be you. That's why systems don't always work for you. You have to work for yourself. You have to think for yourself. You have to go for the goal yourself. You got to put your feet to the pavement and walk it out yourself. Fully. Fully. And you're going to be just fine because you've been just fine so far. Playing it safe is miserable. Like, how long do you do that? That's why vacations are so fun for people, because you don't have to play it safe. You don't have to pretend anymore. I want you to understand that trusting yourself is everything. It'll get you everywhere. You got this. I wouldn't have told you you got this if you really didn't. So, all bullshit to the left. Believe in yourself. And finally, trust yourself. All the days, every day, trust yourself. Be careful, be safe with your holiday excursions and festivities and activities. Be safe, sound, and secure. And this time, be uncomfortably comfortable. All the time, any place you go, be your authentic self. Be aggressively your authentic self everywhere you go. So that even if you are the outcast, people gonna know you were there and they gonna remember you, because they gonna talk about you after. People will remember you, and that's okay. You deserve to be remembered. You deserve to work for what you want to accomplish, and you deserve to have that kind of success in your life. You 100% deserve that. And I hope you really believe that and know that you deserve everything you work for. So in this tonight, but especially the new year, whenever you get started, let's work. So I'll see you at work in 2024.